Welcome to part two of The Townships at 12. If you're just joining me, I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, here in the Eastern Townships. In the second part of today's show, I will be talking with Zoe Boivin. She is a Quebec artist, and she is currently exhibiting her work called Nymphia, Water Lily in English, at the Cherry River Marsh. She will talk about what inspires her work and about her exhibition, Nymphia. I will also have some health news and some more music. So let's get part two started with a song called Running From Nothing, and it's by Alicia Bureau.
Feel it creeping, all you're overthinking, forget to breathe. Live inside your body, I feel so free. Clock ticks, my fears threaten to appear, but I say to me, they're floating through the sky at a great big rock. You'll never know the day that your heartbeat stops. You're running from nothing, babe. You're running from nothing, babe. You'll never know the way that the future sings. You'll never know the world that tomorrow brings. You're running from nothing, babe. You're running from nothing, babe. We'll love endlessly, trade our souls tenderly, shoulders really. Softly returning to me, I'll stand between. You're floating through the sky at a great big rock. You'll never know the day that your heartbeat stops. You're running from nothing, babe. You're running from nothing, babe. You'll never know the way that the future sings. You'll never know the world that tomorrow brings. You're running from nothing, babe.
Guest is Zoe Boivin, a talented Quebec artist whose latest exhibition, Nymphia, which means water lily in English, is on display this spring and summer at the Cherry River Marsh. Inspired by nature, reflection, and the quiet beauty of wetlands, Nymphia invites visitors to pause and take in the colors, the textures, and serenity that water lilies symbolize. Beauty rising gracefully from still waters, set against the stunning natural backdrop of the marsh, this exhibition promises to be a unique meeting place between art and nature. Today, Zoe joins us to talk about her creative journey the inspiration behind Nymphia, and what she hopes visitors will experience when they see her work. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome artist Zoe Boivin to the Townships at 12. Now, Zoe, you're a Quebec artist or Canadian?
Yes, I'm an artist from Quebec.
Okay, and you will be displaying some of your work at the Cherry River Marsh, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, now for listeners discovering your work for the first time, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your artistic journey as a painter and muralist?
Yes, of course. So I'm a professional abstract painter and mural artist. My work is really intuitive. So it's all about emotions. I paint through movement, color, and the sensation, the subtle sensation that we can feel. It really started as a personal need to express myself and connect with who I am. And over time, it became my full-time practice, so really naturally through the years. So like you just said, I also create murals, which allows me to bring art into public spaces and connect with different communities.
Okay, fantastic. Now you have a display, Nymphia, at the Cherry River Marsh. What inspired your exhibition, Nymphia, and how did this project come to life?
Yes, so this project was really inspired by the growth process of this plant, so the water lily or the name Nymphia, which grows without any sunlight deep into the mud. So it's a kind of environment that we might think is harsh or not supportive for growth. But the plant still rises above the water and expands its beautiful petals on the surface of the water, so with the sun and through the light. And this idea of growing through the mud and reaching the light really resonated with me. Because as humans, we all go through difficult moments, sometimes more difficult times, and it's through those experiences that we find strength and reconnect with the light and we grow. So this series is really about resilience, transformation, and trusting that process of growth. So it's really the inspiration behind the project.
Okay, that's really interesting. How does the theme show up in the pieces visitors will see?
Yes, so the theme like really shows up in a way that it's in the emotional process of the painting. So it's really the way I paint through this process. You can feel it through the colors, through the shape. So my painting are really like a mirror for the person who comes in contact with it. So I feel each person receives the messages they are meant to receive when they arrive at the exhibition or in front of the piece. So the theme is really reflected in each piece, in each of the creative process. And then the person who comes in contact with the piece will receive in a way that is personal to and unique to each visitor.
Mm-hmm. Now you describe your work as being connected to both the earth and the light. Can you explain that balance?
Yes. So in a way, I feel really connected with nature, of course, and grounded when I paint. But at the same time, I'm also connected to a more subtle realm, like the dream world that I connect when I paint. So it's really about a mix between being in my body, really grounded, and also connected to my dreams, to my vision, to my imaginative world. So it's really finding that balance between both aspects of my creative process that I try to express through my work.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fascinating. Now, your practice involves abstraction and mixed media. How do you approach creating a new piece?
Yes. So I use a different kind of media and tools to create my work. I love the use of mixed media because it really helps me to translate through colors, shapes, and texture the emotions and the feeling I have inside. So it's really adding depth and texture. So I use acrylics, watercolor, acrylic inks, pastel, charcoal, and different kind of tools to really create these layers and depth. So this approach is really came naturally to me, and it's the best way I find to express what I feel inside.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned working intuitively and letting forms emerge naturally. What does that process look like in your studio?
Yes. So when I enter my studio for a creative process, I always put music on, and I also make sure I meditate before I come painting, just to be really in my body, really present in the moment, and really attuned to what I feel inside. So I let music guide me. So it's a really important part of my process. So without music, I cannot paint. And I mean, I can, but it would not be the same connection with my inner world. And then I start with a color and then a shape, just a simple gesture on the medium, on the paper or on the canvas. And then after that, that first mark is there. It's like a conversation with the piece. So it's really mark by mark or layer by layer. And the piece constructs itself through that process. So it's really like a dance or a conversation between the piece and myself.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting. Now, how important is nature in shaping your color choices and textures?
Yeah, nature is such a big part of my process because nature has always been that place that really reconnect me with myself and nourish my soul and nourish who I am. So it's where I can recharge and heal. So when I go into nature, I always take photographs or I bring a little sketchbook, and then I focus on the details of what I see. So, for example, in the detail of a leaf or a tree or in the rocks or in the sky. So really anything that captures my visual attention. And then when I come back into the studio, it's like if all those little glimpses or visual clues help me to create my marks and my forms on the pieces. And also when I travel, it's the same process. So I really go into that same process, into a new culture. So having different colors and textures, it's really what nourishes my practice and myself.
Okay. Now the exhibition invites visitors to slow down and reconnect with themselves. Why is that message important right now?
Yes, it's such a great question because I think we're constantly in movement. We are in society. We're always stimulated. It goes really fast. And slowing down, it's really what creates space to feel and to reconnect with yourself and to actually hear that inner voice. Because when you're constantly in the movement or in the noise, you stop hearing yourself more clearly. And I think that's something we really need right now collectively. The world is evolving, it's transforming. And if we can all just take a little more time to slow down and connect with ourselves, I think it's going to be a better place to live.
Mm-hmm. Important message. What do you hope people feel or take away after experiencing your exhibition, Nymphia?
Yes, so I really hope that people can stop for a moment and really slow down, like I just said, and experience the pieces as a mirror. So when you look at the shape, the texture, the color, you don't need to go into your head and to think, but more to feel and receive the messages of the piece. So really approaching the art in a receptive mode with your heart open and just see what the piece makes like a sensation or feeling in you. So not to think about what you see, but more to just receive it and feel it. And it's really what I hope my art does. And also that I hope that it brings light and joy and a sensation of peace and inspiration so that you can go out after and be more nourished and inspired to continue your journey.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you see art as a form of healing or self-discovery?
Yes, definitely. I think art completely changed my life and myself. There's no doubt about that. And I think art is a way that it's like, in a way, I think there is a magical quality to it. And the more art we have and that people can come in contact with, the more the world can be a better place, really, from my point of view.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to present this exhibition at the Miroir de la Rivière aux Cerises, the Cherry River Marsh?
Yes, so this beautiful place in the heart of nature is just such a great connection to my series because it's because of the process that we just talked about. So when I saw the call for artists, I immediately apply. And when I learned that my project was accepted, I was so happy because there's such like a natural connection, like if it was meant to be there. Also because the name Fia actually grows there. So it's really like a natural connection that felt like it was meant to be, because people can just go have a nice walk into the marsh, connect with nature, and afterward they can come pursue this beautiful journey and come see the exhibition, connect with the painting. So it's like a continuity of a journey at the marsh.
Okay, so the natural setting really influences the way people experience your work then?
Yes, definitely. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. There's also an interactive component for visitors. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, so there is like a game that people can participate when they come and see the exhibition. So I think this part of the process was created in collaboration with Elise, who's the curator of the exhibition. And we felt that it's a way that families can connect with the exhibition too, because art is really for everyone. So it's not a question of age or anything like that. So we wanted to add a playful part to the exhibition. So it's a game that people can just connect with the different shapes that we find in my pieces, different shapes that come often in the work. So they can find the specific shapes in the painting, and they complete a little paperwork that it will be explained at the exhibition. And it's really a way to connect with the pieces differently and to approach art with just an open mind. So it doesn't matter if you familiar with art or no, or if you're really young, or it really doesn't matter. It's really to make the art accessible to everyone.
Do you think it was important? Why do you think it was important to include this in the exhibition?
Yes, it was important because it's a different way that people can connect with the work, because sometimes we can feel intimidated by art in certain settings if we maybe not familiar with the art world or abstract painting, and especially abstract. Sometimes people don't know how to relate with it, or they feel they maybe don't have the language to connect with this type of art. But with this kind of immersion, it's a way that people can learn to connect with the piece as well. So it really adds a layer of depth, and also comprehension of abstract work, and also playfulness, and like to adding it in the form of game. I think it's really rich, and it's a beautiful idea.
Mm-hmm. You'll also be leading an art workshop. What can participants expect from that experience?
Yes, so the workshop actually took part last weekend, but it was a space to create freely, really with joy and no pressure. So it's really about abstract art. It was about watercolor and pastels. And it's the painting, but with letting go. So you connect with your creativity, but not with the head, but really with intuitive ways of painting. So we explore technical tools, but also ways of painting that are intuitive and true to each artist, each participant. And it's really learning, it's really about learning how to paint with your art, your heart. And then maybe there will be other workshops during the summer. We have to confirm that. But yeah, it went really well, and people really went into their process and enjoyed it.
No, that's really good to know. What do you enjoy most about sharing your creative process with the public?
I think it's really the way we can all connect as people through art, because sharing art and my creative practice is so vulnerable, because it's really a specific part of myself, and it's like each painting in a way carries all my life, all of who I am, all of what I went through during my life. So it's really a way to connect deeply, like with people as human beings that just go through life. So it's a way to connect without status, without anything, just connect human to human. So I think it's just connection, and knowing that my art can maybe inspire or heal or add light and beauty to the world. So it's really part of my mission and why I do it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Why would you encourage people to come out and see Nymphia this spring or summer?
Yeah, so I really I really encourage people to come and just leave the exhibition. It's about everything we talked about today. So it's a process that you can come and experience. It's a beautiful way to discover the marsh and then continue your journey with the exhibition. And it's also a way to discover new abstract work and to connect with these emotions. So our nature can influence yourself and the process of growth. So it's really a way that people will maybe discover new sensation in themselves, but also new paintings, new works, a way to get inspiration, maybe change the type of art you're used to see, or maybe just discover art for the first time or this type of art. And there's also different pieces, so on paper, on canvas, and on wood panel. So it's really an interactive exhibition that I encourage everyone to come visit and discover and just feel what it makes emerge in yourself.
Okay, that sounds fascinating. Now, Nymphaea, that is water lily in English?
Yes, so it's different name for the same plant.
Okay, and the exhibition is on now, and for how long?
So it's going to be there for 6 months, so until September 13th.
Okay, that's good. And people can go and see it now?
Yes, of course. So it's now open to the public during the schedule of the march.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's next for you after this exhibition, Zoe?
Yes, so I have a beautiful mural project coming because it's the summer season that is coming. So it's going to be two outside murals and I'm really excited about them. And I also have a new body of work in the making. So I'm really excited about that too. And I have also some beautiful collaboration and commissioned pieces that I make also that are coming up.
Okay, that certainly will be coming to see your work at the Cherry River Marsh this summer. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, Zoe?
I want to thank you for your time and your interest in this exhibition. And I'm really happy we could connect and talk about it today.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Zoe Boivin, Quebec artist, and her exhibition Nymphaea is on right now at the Cherry River Marsh. So thanks very much and all the best on your work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. And next up, we have some health news for you here on the Townships at 12. In our busy world, finding time for ourselves can feel like a luxury, but in truth, it's an important part of staying healthy, both physically and mentally. We often spend our days caring for others, meeting deadlines, running errands, and checking off endless to-do lists. Somewhere in the middle of all that, we can forget to care for ourselves. Taking time for yourself doesn't have to mean a weekend getaway or hours of free time. It can be as simple as a quiet cup of tea in the morning, a short walk outside, reading a few pages of a good book, tending a garden, or sitting in silence for 10 minutes without distractions. These small moments help calm the nervous system, reduce stress hormones, and allow the mind to reset. Making space for yourself can also improve sleep, lower blood pressure, and help ease tension in the body, especially in the shoulders, the neck, the back, and jaw, where many of us hold stress without even realizing it. When we give ourselves permission to pause, we often return to our responsibilities with more patience and more energy and clarity. There's an old saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking time for yourself isn't selfish. It's how we refill that cup. It helps us become healthier, happier, and better able to show up for the people and things we care about. So today, consider this your gentle reminder. Make a little room in your life just for you. Even a few quiet moments can make a world of difference. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guests on the show today. In the first half hour, Vicky May Ham, director of the Cherry River Marsh. I know that I will be planning a few trips to the marsh this spring and summer. And in the second part of today's show, Zoe Boivin, Quebec artist and exhibitor of the current work on display at the marsh called Nymphaea. And I can't wait personally to see the exhibition. The Tuesday show is repeated at noon on Wednesday and it will be up on our website later today. Thanks for listening and we will close with a song called Planting Tomatoes, and it's by Lucy Dacus. You've been listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships.
Planting tomatoes in the empty lot. Someone practicing
saxophone down the block, and they are not good. Yeah, they are not good. Yeah, picking flowers off the shoulder of the road. 18-wheelers rushing by a little too close. Life is just a series of close calls.
But before then, I've got some.